Eddie the Rack had just succeeded in cracking open one of the whatever it was, a watermelon or a big gourd. That was the cause of our argument, see, whether it was a watermelon or a gourd. And now we were ready to submit it to a rigorous scientific test. Okay, Eddie, you got it open. Now, what's the test? He flashed a quick smile.
Easy, watch this.
He scooped a handful of juicy red material from the center and held it out to me.
Take a bite, taste test. Watermelon sweet, gourd's bitter.
I had to chuckle. Won't work, Eddie. See, dogs don't eat watermelons or gourds.
Coyotes eat them.
Yeah, well, coyotes will eat anything. And they're also wild and crazy. The point is that dogs eat no vegetables, only meat.
How about bread?
Okay, we eat bread every now and then.
Pinto beans?
Yes, we've been known to eat a few beans.
Cornbread?
Hey, Eddie, there's a fine line between being right and being a pain in the neck. So maybe we do eat vegetables now and then, but dogs don't eat watermelons.
It's a gourd. Try it.
You just keep pushing, don't you? Okay, pal, to prove you wrong, I'll have to taste it. I stepped towards the material in his hands and gave it a sniff. It smelled pretty good, actually. Now let's go over this one more time, Eddie. Bitter means gourd, sweet means watermelon, right?
Right.
Okay, here we go. One little bite for science. I took one little piece into my mouth, rolled it around on my tongue, and chewed it up. Eddie, let me run one more question past you. If it's a bitter gourd, Sally Mae wouldn't want to sell it to some unsuspecting customer, right?
Right.
I mean, she'd probably be glad if it just, well, vanished, so to speak, or someone ate it.
Right. Gourd or watermelon?
I licked my chops and savored the bitter taste in my mouth.